AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. Some 3,000 U.S. troops are heading to Kabul to protect U.S. embassy personnel and others who will be evacuating from the city through the airport. The Taliban continues to move, seemingly at will, throughout Afghanistan, capturing major cities and entire provinces over the past week. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby admits concern about the lack of resistance on the part of the Afghan military.
We have noted, and we have noted with great concern, the speed with which they have been moving and the lack of resistance that they have faced. And we have been nothing but honest about that. And I think I'll leave it there.
United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres is calling on the Taliban to cease fire and negotiate with the Afghan government. A federal district judge in Washington refuses a request by landlords to put the Biden administration's new eviction moratorium on hold. Judge Dabney Friedrich says her hands are tied by an appellate ruling the last time the courts considered the eviction moratorium back in the spring. Friedrich ruled in favor of the landlords then, but put her ruling on hold to allow the administration to appeal. The appeals court overturned her decision. The Supreme Court upheld the appeals court decision in a narrow 5-4 ruling. New York State Assembly has tabled its impeachment investigation of soon-to-be former Governor Andrew Cuomo.
Speaker Carl Hastie said in a statement that the Assembly Judiciary Committee had heard from its lawyers that it can impeach and remove an elected official no longer in office. Andrew Cuomo, who wanted a 14-day transition period, announced his resignation this past Tuesday over sexual harassment allegations, which he has denied. Some members of the Judiciary Committee said they wanted the group to at least release a report of their findings to the public. It wasn't immediately known if that will happen. I'm Shelley Adler.
Heading into the close, the Dow is up 9 points, the NASDAQ also up 35. This is AP News. At a military base in Washington, D.C. Joint Base Anacostia-Bowling in southeast Washington put on lockdown for a while today after an armed man got onto the grounds. The base, home to Marine One Helicopter Squadron, which flies the president and vice president, reopened this afternoon after the man was apprehended. Grammy-winning folk singer-songwriter Nancy Griffith has died at 68. In a 1995 AP interview, she talked about how she and others in the music business couldn't quite figure out where she belonged.
Folk music people thought that I was just a country bumpkin that fell off the turnip truck, and the country people said she's a folk artist and she doesn't belong here. She's just a writer.
Griffith, who was from Texas, was known for literary songs such as Love at the Five and Dime. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.